traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Battle stations. Everybody gather around, gather around, man. We got producer DJ Big Rob in the building.
What it do?
It's your boy Chingo Bling. We're grabbing audio right now. This is going out to everybody. This is the Wednesday public episode of Red Pill Tamales, the normie edition. Let me shout out my sponsors and my tour dates as people start to be alerted by, what's the name, Zuckerbucks?
The algorithm.
Yeah, letting the Matrix, give the Matrix some time to let people know that we're on right now. So everybody tune in, gather around. This will be like a quick half hour episode right here on a Wednesday afternoon. Shout out to Pi Tequila, man. They're sponsoring the podcast, Pi Tequila. I'll be signing some bottles in the city of Houston on June 10th. We'll let you know what specs liquor store you could pull up, man. Snap a photo. We could chop it up. Un pinche selfie de volada. Hey, man, say what's up to my abuelita on TikTok. Hey, fool, can you shout out my plumbing business? Todo ese pedo, güey. All right, everything goes. Everything goes. On June 10th when I signed some Pi Tequila bottles. They're proud sponsors of my Texas tour stops. For example, we have Waco. We have Waco coming up, man. That's the 20th of May. And then I got a shoot to California to do the Laugh Factory with the homie Rene Vaca and Kem Flores. That's on the 24th. And then we're going to sell out the Houston House of Blues. House of Blues, June 16th. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. We're on fire right now, man. We bleeding the block. We got multiple podcasts. We hitting that a lot of reels and shorts on social media. Big Cinnamon Energy. We got new music out on iTunes and everything. We're headed to Oklahoma City. We're headed to Chicago. Check out the website. Get your tickets now. I see lots of comments. People are here, man. I see the homie from the Tia, Sean Valderas, the Tamale Intelligence Agency. Das. So this is the public episode. To everybody tuning in, man, we've been doing, Rob and I have been doing Red Pill Tamales podcast for how long, brother?
December of 2020. It was like the week after Thanksgiving, actually.
The week after Thanksgiving.
2020.
So what is that? Was that 2.5 years? What is, I don't know.
Going on 3 years. As long as you keep it up doing your streams every Wednesday, it'll be 3 years in November, December of this year.
Oh, I'm going to keep it up for sure, man, because when do people vote again for president? Next year?
Yeah, unfortunately, it'll be November of 2024, so we won't see a new president in office until January of 25.
Or maybe everybody loves the work that that Biden is doing, and why you laughing, bro? Some people might like what he's doing.
You're right.
And they want to give him 4 more years. I don't want to be disrespectful, man. I don't care how y'all vote. Y'all vote however y'all want. We have a super chat coming in, man. Stevie Capone, another member of the TIA, the Tamale Intelligence Agency, the only intelligence agency that gives a jam. Das, stand back, stand by. Stevie Capone says, Pi Tequila for the captains? Hey, man, we trying to spoil the captains, man. We actually have a official after party for the House of Blues, June 16th. We're going to be at Cobo's Barbecue. They got good beer. Ooh. They got cold drinks. They got the full bar. They got the whole little patio outside with the picnic tables and the tents. And we got pretty good weather today. It's kind of hot. But on June 16th, man, it's going to be real litty. But shout out to Stevie Capone, man. He's watching us all the way from the Maryland area. I'm seeing all these comments, man. It looks like a lot of people are not happy with El Brandon, carnal.
Yeah, you would think that, man. But I'm seeing videos, and of course, they're spliced up where people are on the sidewalks, and they're like, so what do you think about, you know, this next election cycle? It's starting to gear up here in this next couple of months. And people are like, you know, I think he's done pretty good. I think we should just kind of keep it going. And we got to see what he's going to do in the second term. He is the incumbent. How can you not let him finish out his term? I'm like, wait a minute.
Wow, yeah. So they're saying give him another 4?
Give him another 4.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, I mean, this is already, what is this? It would be Obama 2, and Obama 3. So, man, we're going on, what is this going to be, 12 years or 16 years? I don't know. I'm bad at math.
I mean, people that are paying attention know that he ain't really the main dude in charge, right? They're under all kind of investigations. Everybody that tunes into Red Pill the Mileage, they already know about the corruption. They already know about they were collecting payments from all, from several, like many, many countries, millions of dollars for many years in exchange for influence. And, you know, again, this is all under investigation. It's all alleged. Is anything really going to come out of it? I don't know. But a hot topic, man, that's been a real hot topic in the media has actually been kind of trying to cover this, is the debacle at the border, Title 42. What have you seen, my boy?
I do. The only source I have, which I believe is one of the main sources, is just following Jorge Ventura, which everybody should be doing on Instagram. I mean, he's really doing the Lord's work down there.
Yeah, Jorge Ventura. Shit, real Anthony Agüero. I was trying to get Oscar El Blue back on. So we're playing a little bit of sorry, can we reschedule that whole thing? You know, your boy had to make it to jiu-jitsu today, Big Don.
Did you make it?
Yes, man. Thank God I made it today. Shout out to my wife. She's super supportive. First of all, it feels like we training in Brazil out there in that bodega with the bays open, and you got the rash guard and the gi. And today for warm-ups, they had us do guard passing, which I suck at guard retention and guard passing, but today I did a little bit better. I did way better actually today. But man, y'all work at your gym. It's AC. It's indoor.
It is, yeah.
Hey, I'm not mad at it because where I was at before Urban Jungle, it was indoors, AC, and all that. And you still get a powerful workout. You still learn your technique. Not taking nothing against it, but once I stepped into Urban Jungle, it literally felt like an Urban Jungle. Like I was just like, oh, this is different.
Yeah, dude, it taxes you so. And especially if you have somebody that's significantly bigger than you and they're able to pass your guard or even they're inside control and you're just like, dude, it's bad.
Upper belt gave me some good game. And we're going to get back into politics right now. I see the comments, but it's rare that me and Rob get a chance. He's busy, I'm busy. Yeah. He has the How to Human podcast.
That's true.
He helps Mighty Soul produce the Her Lounge podcast. They're doing an amazing job with Her Lounge podcast. Rob is helping getting the Shopify store, chingothemerch.com. chingothemerch.com. Rob's going to set all that up. We have some new designs cooking up. I can't wait to rock and sport the new stuff. You know,
you got some fire designs that people haven't seen yet.
Yeah, they're pretty clean, and we brought back some old ones too, and we have some others coming down the pipeline. But anyway.
So what was the game that the upper belt gave you?
Yes, so I wanted to quickly talk about jiu-jitsu with Rob because I know he's into it as well. But so it was a brown belt. He just got his brown belt maybe last month, but you know, he knows his shit obviously.
Yeah.
Brown belt. And so we were doing the guard pass type of row drill. And I was trying to pass his guard, and of course he was getting good grips with his feet and everything, and he was just kind of wrangling me in, and I'm kind of like stuck. He's got like one of my legs trapped. I'm trying to figure out what to do with my hands, and he pretty much said, "All right, look, stop." He's like, "Check this out, bro." He's like, "Back up a little bit, go back a step or two. Okay, see how you coming in here, and I got you here." He's like, "You got all this tense." Like human energy, you gripping here. You tensing everything up. He's like, you pushing, you pulling, you grabbing. He's like, you doing all this stuff. He's like, now. He's like, you see where your hips are and see how your weight is. He's like, now just relax everything and keep that same weight, just your natural weight, like on your hips and putting pressure here and here, whatever, without doing this and the pulling and that. He's like, now. He's like, okay. He's like, you're being just as effective. He's like, without all the straining and the holding of your breath and all that. So I was like, okay, that's some good game. Because I didn't know that when I'm stuck in these predicaments and I'm trying to escape and do this, that I'd be wasting a lot of energy.
Yeah, you got to make them carry your weight, right? Whether they're on top or you're on top, like they have to move you. Like almost like a dead zombie just on top of them.
Yeah, there's all kind of ways, man. Okay, before I get to the super chat, Stevie Capone, man, we appreciate the love. Let's look at this comment right here. Lauren Vine, she said, Biden coughed in his hands today on live TV. If they so worried about spreading germs, don't he know he's supposed to cough in his arm? I'm so done. We need a new president. I actually signed up to vote this time.
Let's go.
Hey, that's how you know, man, you fed up. When it's like, man, this man can't even cough in public without you getting triggered.
Dude, facts.
It just came out too, man, that the Russia, possible collusion. Well, Russia, possible collusion with Russia and the Russian agents, and Trump's a Russian spy, and possible collusion. Well, it came out that the whole, what was it, the Durham report?
Yeah.
Basically, like, we already knew that Hillary paid to turn this into a thing. And man, I know we're saying a lot of stuff right now on this platform, so we appreciate the support because it's hard to tap dance around these topics. And I know this is live and it's Wednesday, and some people, they not ready to talk about these mature issues. They just want to be like, hey, cállate el hocico vendido. But like Obama and Biden were both briefed. They were both briefed on the fact that Hillary was funding this what was it called? The dossier?
Yeah. Steel?
Yeah, the steel dossier. Pass me the dossier. Pass the dossier. That one. The Russia collusion was just a witch hunt, like many others. Many others. It was just a big old witch hunt put together with intelligence agencies to stir up and murky the waters during election time. In essence, they using their influence and their access to influence others and to get the media to corroborate and be like, oh, this just in, Trump, Russia collusion, possible Russian collusion. It's like no matter what channel, Russia, see the Russians, Russia, democracy, our democracy, Russia, Trump, collusion, Russia, Trump, Russia. And they drilled it in your head till you're like, I don't know what's going on, bro. I'm headed to work. I'm trying to pick up my kids. I got to pay my taxes. I got insurance. I got property taxes.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
I got this. I got something about Trump, a spy. You know what I mean? And now come to find out it was all bullshit. All right, let's hit up these super chats. Thank you guys so much, man. We're super blessed. Support by the fans. Stevie Capone, once again, I met the homie in Vegas, man. We kicked it out there. Thoughts on cities like Chicago and NYC getting upset about the illegals being sent there when that's basically what they voted for. What you think, Rob?
So my wife was just in Chicago for a business trip two Wednesdays ago, and she, you know, she keeps up with what we keep up with for the most part, and even that much, like she had this like she's always got her head on a swivel, but as it was, she was like, man, I'm a little intimidated about going to Chicago, and she went there and she was like, yeah, it was beautiful. Obviously, you could kind of see because she was in downtown, like you could see some of the areas you may not want to go too far into or whatever. But all in all, man, like as she was kind of talking to other people that were on the trip and in the area, they're like, yeah, it's just not the safest to just be out and about. Like, you don't want to just go to the 7-Eleven, you know, after the sun goes down. Like, it's just kind of known. And like, if you're comfortable with living there and living your life like that, then by all means, you know, do you. New York City's no different. Like, I know people that are there, and I'm going to be there later this year with my brother for a trip. And I'm like, you know, the Big Apple's the Big Apple. Like, you tell me, because you've traveled a lot more. Did you ever have this idea of like, I want to go to the Big Apple and experience New York for what it is? And would you encourage people to still do it today, or at least right now?
Great question. So you know, back when I was coming up and I was a youngster in high school, we got to take a few school trips. We went to like Radio City Music Hall. We went to go see a couple like modern art type of things. And from time to time, we'd take a trip. And then even on our own time, like me and all my homies, we must have took the train and the bus and all this, but we went to go kick it with our friend in Brooklyn, our friend Tony, who went to school with us. It must have been like a long weekend, but like that was probably not the best idea. It's like late night, like four or five high school kids walking around Brooklyn. You see a lot of sketchy stuff. This is before Jay-Z and everybody came in, made the Barclays, and before they started turning it all like Williamsburg and all gentrified. It was still kind of like, it was literally when Biggie, this is during the East Coast, West Coast, bro. This is right. Like the height of like late 90s. I graduated in 97, so we were probably walking around 96, 95. So back then, oh, they said they can't hear me. Really?
What?
Come on, man. Don't fuck with me, bro.
You're on such a good rant.
Nah, that person right there, you probably a troll. Anyway, we're going to get to these comments because we have another super chat from Steve Valderas. So, no, I would not recommend anybody right now going to New York, especially if you're elderly or you got kids, you're a single female, or you just can't fight. They saying my audio is a bit low. Huh. That's weird. What mic am I? I'm talking into this mic.
Yeah, I can hear you. It sounds good.
Okay. All right, let me know if that gets better. I just cranked it all the way up.
Oh, that is pretty. Yeah, that actually got louder for me too.
Okay. Sorry, Rob. I know you're grabbing audio to put on all podcast platforms. So there's going to be a boost to everybody listening on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So I would not recommend people going to New York right now, because if you're trying to get on that subway, somebody might not want to jump in for you. If you have a person who maybe has some good days and some bad days, they might be down on their luck. They might be homeless, but they might be having a bad day where they're like, I don't give a damn. I'm ready to die. I'm ready to hurt somebody. Somebody give me a sandwich or whatever. And the criminals have realized in New York that they're being exalted. They know that the DA is giving people slaps on the wrist. If something's a felony, they downgrade it to a misdemeanor. You could pretty much act a fool, steal, rob, do all kind of crazy stuff, run up out of a CVS with a bunch of stuff, and ain't nothing going to happen. And now with this case of, this is a good pivot from our jujitsu conversation, the case of Daniel Perry, the person who allegedly wanted to be a hero vigilante and save the day and apparently was trying to do a rear naked choke on Jordan Neely, a homeless man with mental illness and a crazy criminal past, which people on the left will be like, you ain't got to mention that, man. Leave him alone. He a Michael Jackson impersonator. But we haven't seen the toxicology report. We haven't seen the autopsy. Everybody got to have due process. And my thing is this, bro. And I'm going to pass it back to you. So today in class, I asked the coach. I said, hey, I know we're learning about the triangle right now. And because he said, well, in a way, it's kind of like the rear naked choke when you're doing this. And I was like, hey, man, what you think about the subway thing? And he was just saying, like, well, because I was like, it didn't look like he was up under the chin.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, technically, for a rear naked choke, you could pull it off without. He's like, that part ain't all the way necessary all the time. So I'm like, damn, it's unfortunate that maybe he accidentally held it too long. He's like, but when somebody's on drugs and they not healthy and they living on the streets and they got this crazy past, they might not make it at the end of them being restrained. So yeah. How you feel about that?
Man, that was a crazy story. And to go back just to the original question too, like as far as going in the, you know, the citizens that are complaining about the immigrants, that in particular, people are like telling the, what's his name, Governor, is it Eric Adams, right? Mm-hmm. And he's basically, and
yeah, the mayor,
he's just like, deal with it. Like that's New York's plan and that's what we're doing. And to think that it's not getting through to some people, a large portion of the people that don't want to vote anything other than blue is pretty, it's mind bending to me right now, man. And it's only getting worse and worse. And I have a question for you also about schools and teachers, but maybe we'll do that here in a little bit.
Okay, let me read Sean's comment real quick. Thank you for the super chat. Super chat's coming in hot. Appreciate the love, big dog. We keep this all going thanks to the super chats and the fans supporting and the patrons. Sean says, yesterday's episode of TimCast was breaking down the Durham report, explaining how feds, ding, 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 have been colluding to bring down Trump. trompitas, carnal.
Since the beginning. I posted a meme earlier that was like, Bill Clinton's vows are more reliable than all of the FBI, CIA, all of the intelligence agencies.
That's why we represent the Tamal Intelligence Agency. But you got to be careful these days, bro, because these agencies that we talking about on here, they've already jumped the gun and said, all right, bet, check this out. Anybody who's against lockdowns, anybody who got something to say about mandatory medicine put in your arm, anybody who thinks that maybe the elections ain't all the way kosher, pretty much all them people, put them in this little box called white supremacists. And you just got to be careful, bro. Like, there's certain stuff you might want to tweet, certain stuff you might want to say. Like, I used to think I lived in a country where...
Where do you live now? Tell me.
I mean, I used to think I lived in a country where, like, the news was kind of accurate and it's not really propaganda here. It's like, that's other countries have propaganda. And sure, our intelligence agencies maybe tamper with regime change and they'll go put a hit piece and, like kind of frame a leader of a country to try to get their own people against them. And I knew they kind of did like economic hitman type stuff, but I never really thought that me growing up in the United States of America, that we had so much propaganda. I didn't know how indoctrinated I was. I didn't know that going to college and public school and prep school and all these things that you get influenced by different teachers and they put a different spin on certain things. And some of the textbooks be having a little, like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, yeah. You know, the white people, well, you know, they're responsible for these atrocities.
Now on top of that, right, where they kind of spin, like, whatever way the teacher looks at, like, history in general, like wars and regime changes and whatever, there's that, and then you have the more cultural issue, right? So the one that comes to mind is there's this teacher in Florida who put on, I don't know if it was by mistake, but I think I was reading that it was on purpose. It was some movie, it was a Disney movie, where it was very, like, explicitly, you know, gender-bending kind of whatever. And the mom at the school board meeting made a big fuss about it, and there was just, like, this investigation. And she went on CNN, you know, after that, saying that when you send your kids to public school and they're in the public school system, you lose all control of what goes on to your kids in the public school. And I'm just thinking to myself, come on, man. She really couldn't have said that on national television. And a lot of people are going to be like, she's right. You know, people that watch CNN, a lot of them are probably going to be like, she's right. I mean, when you send your kids to school, it's the teacher's job to educate them however they think is right.
So basically, this lady wasn't a big proponent of parental rights.
No, not at all. Not at all.
So that's a debate that I think a lot of people are not very well versed in. And anytime you find yourself like in a mainstream news bubble or a leftist news bubble, which I was. When I first met Rob, and Rob was producing the What Did He Say podcast, and it was like Rob, my wife, and I just, you know, shooting the shit. It wasn't political. I was too busy working because it was a Trump era. It was like historic, amazing, roaring economy. We were energy independent. Our country was energy independent. We were already on the way to full spectrum energy dominance. We was finna outdo the oil that Russia and Saudi Arabia had put together. And our economy was roaring. It was humming, coming at you. And then, of course, this little gift from another country. They said it came from Murciélago soup. Many people believe it was a soup of a certain marsupial. Got in the soup, but that's not where it was from. So my point is, when you don't really hear all the arguments, you don't really understand the debate. So some people, if normies, right? Let's just call them normies. People that don't really fully pay attention, they might be like, for one, I don't really know what y'all talking about. Number two, I think the schools are great. You know, I think y'all are overreacting. And they might say this: I have heard, however, that there are groups of right-wing extremist white Christian nationalist mothers who are wanting to ban regular, good, wholesome books that just maybe have some black characters and some gay characters. It might be books about women's history. It might be To Kill a Mockingbird. There's very good books with just different ideas that kids should be exposed to, nothing harmful. But you got these extremist Christian right-wing moms that are activists and want to have an agenda. And it's like, who assigned you that opinion? Because really, there's a group called Moms for Liberty, right? Mm-hmm. Where they just want parental rights. They're not all Christian. They're not all white. You know what I mean? They're not racist. They're not white supremacists. They just don't want pornography in the libraries.
Dude, and the propaganda runs so deep when it comes to affecting like the younger minds as a whole, right? A broad term, that there's those kids that were on Tim Dillon's podcast recently that are part of like the TikTok arm of the propaganda that just completely shot themselves in the foot with what they were saying. And Tim's like, I'm going to clip that. That's a great clip. And they're like, no, don't clip that. Well, that same kid yesterday put out another clip that made it to another, news, like a right-leaning, center-leaning, whatever, news source. And I can't remember exactly what he said, man, but he's in his car and he's just looking at the camera. He's like, yeah. You don't understand what, he's just going and he's like, oh my God, it's so cringe. But it works because they have like this just army of propagandists, especially on TikTok. And people are like, hey, it's a good app. It lets you share your message, or if you have a business, or it has, yeah, it's a tool. But let's also not deny the fact that it's a very big propaganda tool.
Especially for young minds.
Impressionable minds, yeah.
Impressionable, that's the word I was looking for. Young, impressionable minds. I mean, I have a 14-year-old and I didn't approve her being on TikTok, but she's not with me all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all know how that goes. Mm-hmm. But you try to arm them with the discernment. Key word. Discernment is when you chewing on a piece of steak or something, and you got that little chewy piece. Okay, you got to spit that in your napkin. You got to discern the nasty parts from the good parts. And if you get your beef from Mary's Creek Cattle Company, then it's all good. Por favor, believe it. Mary's Creek Cattle Company, proud sponsors of Chingo Blingo and the podcast. But you just want to make sure that your kids have the discernment, have the right tools to where they're able to alert you, or they're able to like have some sense, and they're just kind of prepared to go into this digital wilderness. And then you got these kids, like the one you said, where he's like, Congress literally has to, like,
yeah.
Somebody retweeted it and it said, if I'm literally shaking right now was a person, because he's like super loud, yeah, and passionate, and he's TikTok-y, and he's in his car, and he even like uploads it with like, as he's grabbing the phone at the end, he leaves that part in,
yeah,
there, and he's just like, guns are literally walking up and growing legs and killing people, and guns themselves, and guns are the problem, and they shoot themselves, they get up and they go and commit crimes, and they, you know, and it's just like, bro, all right, check this out,
real quick.
Super chat, because I know we're wrapping up. I know we both got errands, and I know y'all busy. Super chat, Juan Salazar, another member of the Tia. Hey, man, the Tia is representing today on this live public Wednesday episode. Some members have said, and you can help me with this, Rob. I think it was West Tex that suggested, hey, why not an episode where it's like strictly for the captains? So I don't know if Wednesday's public, maybe Thursday is like a Patreon exclusive.
I'm down for that.
And then maybe Friday strictly captains, which I'm down for that too. I just don't know. Maybe we just let the captains decide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Y'all let me know the program. So Juan's comment is for the Chingo de Plumber Issues Fund. SAS. One or more RPT. Either one. Your mic sound fine.
Proceed.
Oh yeah, we had a plumber here, bro. He just finished doing some stuff. And I wish I knew how to plumb.
I mean,
that would have saved me a whole bunch of money.
you know how to plumb in other ways, if you know what I'm saying.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
I don't really know what you're saying, to be honest.
Come on.
I really don't. I'm trying to keep up, but I can't.
I need to pick up what I'm putting down when it comes to laying down pipe.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know what you meant by
that. Dude, every time you and I go like this, I just think of the Joey Diaz video where he's like,
I just need about 2 or 3 bad MFs.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to wake up, you know.
Dude, yeah. Before we go, though, because the kids have baseball, softball tournaments, so we got to go out to the hill country, in the beautiful hill country of Austin, Texas. But have you seen the Robert Kennedy interview on Breaking Points?
No, he was on Breaking Points.
He was on Breaking Points. And there's a particular segment that the Breaking Points channel themselves put up where it's him and Crystal Ball debating the vaccines. Please do yourself a favor and go watch that, because as people know that have been listening to RPT for a long time, personally, I watch the show because there's supposed to be like a right and a left to it, and they kind of like talk about it. But she's been so insufferable about a lot of things, and the vaccine is the most insufferable topic that she will not let go. Like she can't admit that she got duped, and she's really trying to give it to you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., and he's just like, basically, like, you're parroting everything that you've heard on national television right now to me, in my face, basically. So anyway, go watch it. I think it's a great exchange so that people can maybe open their eyes to that.
Yeah, sounds like we have homework. Let's definitely check that out. I'm headed to Waco, Texas, man. Y'all tell a friend if y'all got any people out there. We want to pack it out, sell it out. It's a beautiful theater from what I remember. It's been a few years. Waco, Texas. May 20th. And don't forget, man, Houston, Texas, House of Blues, June 16th, official after party at Cobo's Barbecue. You got to check that place out, Rob, because it's like a sports bar.
Badass.
They got cold beer and everything, and it's right by the stadiums. Stevie Capone, thank you for the super chat. He said, the whole live setup is great. Let's keep it going. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I like to discuss these things. Everybody was behaving in the comments. Nobody was attacking. So, hey, I appreciate that. Let's keep it popping. RPT, if you want to join the Patreon, hit it up, patreon.com/redpillthemiles. Peace. Y'all be good. Sus.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.